This is your last chance to enter the Ohio Lottery's Fun Turns 50 promotion. Score $3,500 and two tickets to the epic party at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, where you could win part of another $400,000 in cash prizes. Enter the new 50th anniversary scratch-off or $50 worth of eligible non-winning $5 or $10 scratch-offs and My Lotto rewards through the Ohio Lottery app. Hurry up! The last entry deadline is May 13th. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, bet you get 30, bet you get 20, 20, 20, bet you get 20, 20, bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Recording in progress.
What are you saying?
Say nothing, man.
Say nothing.
That's what my son said the other day. I heard him on the phone. He was like, yeah, say nothing. Just pick things up from him.
I know.
Say less, man. Say less.
Welcome back, everyone. TVI episode, I think it's 211. We're just doing this remotely. It's been a mental couple of weeks. I've been ill. I've been in Europe, back and forth. You've had concussion. We've had like proper weeks of
that
chaos.
Cleared up really quickly.
You can see a little bruise though. When you first sent me the picture, man, I swear the picture of lighting that you sent me saying, "Oh, mate, I banged my head." Like I was, it looked like a mosquito bite, mate. I was like, "You fucking joking." And actually, you can.
I know
see
it weren't. It weren't that bad. I just felt a bit sick afterwards, and people were saying it's concussion. It weren't, man. I didn't bang it that hard.
Right. Where did you?
It was just on the corner
it?
Of a. I was at my mum's loft, and I was coming down the ladder, and I went. It's like a metal ladder.
Yeah.
And I went to look down, and I just caught it right on the corner.
Oh man!
And it was like, and I didn't say anything to my mum. I didn't want to, you know, like when you're in a lot of pain and you don't want anyone to say fucking nothing.
Just holding in.
I just like yeah. I just had to ride out that horrible.
It's the worst.
I'm not good with pain, man. I've realized actually.
I know. I gather that. Or illness or anything that veers off of just really just easy life.
I know.
I'm not really good at like any,
like any distractions. Matthew Perry died yesterday.
I know, that's really sad. Like I'm not it's that weird thing where I'm not really a big Friends fan. I never was. Like if it was on in the background, I'd watch Friends the same way I'd watch The King of Queens, you know what I mean? Like one of them Channel 4 morning shows. Like it wasn't my sort of comedy, but I get why it's massive. It was very palatable and well written, and there's good cast in it. Like they put a good group of people together.
When I was ill a couple of weeks ago, I binged the first bit of the first season, and it's so well written, man.
Well, it's tight. I mean, that's the thing.
Even though
it's not my style of thing, I'm not watching it thinking this is crap. Like it's the opposite of that. I'm watching it thinking, yeah, this is like proper relentless, like joke.
Yeah,
it's really pacey, and you know, it's got all the pathos you want, and like it's that style of American sitcom doesn't really land with my sense of humor that well. But I still have always respected it weirdly. Like, and he was quality, man. Like, you know,
I know. It's a shame, man. He's only in his 50s.
I know, but he's had his demons in him, man. Like, it sounds like it's a similar. I know, not to get into the graphic details of his death, but like, they said it's accidental drowning. That's what happened to what's her name, Dolores. I've forgotten her surname. The lead singer of the Cranberries, who died a couple of years ago. Now she's had a lot of.
Meds. Maybe.
Well, she had a lot of alcohol issues, and I think it would genuinely was probably just, you know, just you get drunk and you just, you know, forget where you are. And
I thought he was sober, but he did look a bit on the reunion.
Well, I think he might have been on some medications.
Yeah, he looked a bit ropey. It's sad though, isn't it?
It's nice to put it that way. No, but he did. I mean, he had it, you know. But I imagine it's that thing of, if you go from a pretty much all of them were just unknown actors, and suddenly they became the most famous, rich actors in the world, man. Like, they couldn't go anywhere. So I imagine the pressure, some people would deal with that fine, you know.
And then that suddenly goes for him, I guess, though, doesn't it? Well, not goes, obviously, but the work goes, like, keep him busy.
Well, because if you look at it, like, I mean, obviously, some of them had some decent success elsewhere.
Aniston
seems to have done probably the best out of all of them.
Yeah.
Like, Ross... what's his name? David Schwimmer. He did a couple of cool things. He did like Band of Brothers and that, didn't he?
He was really funny in it. I felt like he was
very. They're all very good at what they do.
Yeah,
but like Matthew Perry didn't really have much of a. You know, he was so, everyone just associated him so much with Chandler that I think it was always going to be hard. Same with bloody Matt LeBlanc, innit? Like, you know.
He did a spin-off series, didn't he, Joey, or whatever called. It didn't really fly.
Yeah. I like it, but he seems one that's really, out of all of them, he seems the most happy now. Like, he seems like a slightly chubby middle-aged bloke who's just loving it, man. Just like retirement, doesn't have to try and be good-looking anymore. He's just like a bit of a fat dad in a short-sleeve shirt. Like, how you going? That's what I'd love to do, man. Be just minted in your, by the time you can just retire at like
weight,
45.
Man. Put it on weight. Wicked. Although it's your health, innit, but... just cozy.
Don't matter, mate. If you were like a heartthrob for 20 years, I think you've served your time. You can just grow old like a piece of shit, man. That's what I'd do. I put my years in.
Years in on the circuit.
Put my time on the street in, man. Hanging up my boots, getting fat. but it's sad, man. It's like, yeah, it's a weird one where like, somebody who was just such a background person in your childhood, innit, man? You just, you know, it was always on Friends.
It is sad, man. Yeah.
So, yes. What else has been going on? So,
Francis Ngannou.
Oh, I watched it, mate. I got home last night and watched it.
Did you think Francis won?
No. I did the weird thing. So, everyone online is saying he was robbed. I watched the fight and I thought Fury was shit. But I thought if I was scoring that fight, I think Fury wins it by him.
Don't you think Francis had the more power punches?
No, he had what? He had a 10-8 round, but I still had at the end of the fight, I had Fury like two rounds ahead. Just because Fury landed way more. Like there was a middle section of the fight.
Doesn't damage though. Damage has to be a factor of it though, doesn't it? Like,
but if you land one power punch, like not even a power, not a land.
He landed more than one, I think though. Like him.
Yeah, but I mean,
cut him in the first round, didn't he?
Yeah. So you might, but even if you take it into account, if you land one decent punch in a round that could be deemed a power punch, might not be clean, but it lands. But if the other person lands 12 jabs in the round, the jabber wins the round. That's how boxing works. If you have to score it on who's landing the most clean punches. Fury landed way more clean punches. Like,
I mean, whatever happened, like, I mean, I think Francis won, but I'm a UFC guy. Exactly. But also, I mean, a lot of people think he won, though. It is divisive. A lot of, like, big boxers think that Francis won. I mean, Lennox thinks Fury, but a lot of people think Francis won, though.
That's what I mean. Like, Lennox is a good example of somebody who boxed like Fury a lot of the time. Like, you know, Lennox Lewis, he knocked some people out, but he wasn't notorious as a knockout fighter. He had one of the best jabs of all time.
But it is in boxing's interest to Fury to win, and it's in MMA's interest for...
I think because you've got to score the fight. Because
he's had
match.
No boxing fights. This is,
I know.
First,
I mean, to
fight.
Be honest, like, I was well impressed. Like, he looked like, you know, he sort of actually.
I think he looked
really
better
well.
Than Tyson.
Well, I mean, he looked, but I think he looked. That's the people who, you know, I think that's because Tyson looked so far off his best. Like, he looked so like he hadn't trained. Whereas
but he trained for 12 weeks, like one of his longest camps.
I know,
he says.
But I don't think he put the effort. He wasn't in as good shape as he was before the last Wilder.
I don't
fight.
Know how he ain't in good shape. What the fuck is he eating, man? He must be training crazy.
But I just don't think he's got the build for that. He'd never look like, you know, he's never going to have an AJ body, is he? Like, he's
Julian,
he's a massive unit, isn't he? So he's, I think he's never been an athletic build, but he's super quick in that. But he just looked shit. He looked like he wasn't moving as well. I just don't think he really...
I think he underestimated him a lot and thought he'd just toy with him.
Yeah.
But Francis was fucking good, man. Really impressive.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I genuinely
grew up in poverty.
I would say, like, you know, from watching, I'm a boxing fan. I think that Francis would be like, I think he'd probably beat AJ. I'd say Usyk is probably the one that would batter all of them currently. If Usyk fought Fury in the shape that Fury was in last night, he'd batter him. If Fury actually puts some effort in, he should win.
They're talking about December the 23rd, but people are saying it's probably going to be like March or something.
Yeah, I reckon Fury's learned he needs to put some effort in. Because I reckon he might have done a training camp, but he weren't training hard, man. I've seen him fight enough times to know he weren't on top form last night. He was phoned.
Yeah.
He phoned in that training camp.
I mean, even if he did train, it's just the frame of mind going into the fight as well.
Mm.
He was underestimating him. You know, he just thought it'd be easy. It's hard to train for someone you've never seen box as well, isn't it? Like, what they're going to do, unpredictable. Yeah.
What was interesting as well was he was changing stances. You know, like Fury's notorious.
So was Francis, though,
that's
what
I mean. No, that's Fury always does
that's
that.
That's high level, man, isn't it?
Francis kept doing it, and I think that probably caught Fury off guard a few times. Like, hang on, what the fuck? This is my trick, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
Normally this guy,
they must have seen Rocky too, because he does it in that, doesn't he?
But he did. You know, he reminded me of a bit... What, how do you say his surname? Ngannou or something? Is that
it? Ngannou. It's N-G. Yeah.
Okay.
Ngannou.
He's looked a bit like, do you know, Rocky III, Clubber Lang. He's got the same sort of build as Mr. T a heavyweight boxer. Like, he's proper big shoulders. Like,
he's a savage.
Punches hard, man. That punch that put Fury down.
He's got the hardest punch in the world. Like, in the world. tested it.
I mean, you can't test it across the whole world, innit? It's one of them things where you mean
no,
in
but
professional
like
out of all
like the professional heavyweight fighters and stuff.
Right? Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'll take that.
He punches the hardest punch
in the universe.
He punches harder than Superman. but that's what they're talking about. Like he punched one of those machines that measures it. That loads of heavyweight boxers and boxers have punched.
And the machine just disintegrated.
And it evaporated. Then he flew off.
The machine's like crying.
I might go to that machine and take a baseball bat to it. I might just pull out a gun.
But I'll tell you, what I will say is I got home just as it was starting. So I missed the first round. And then I tuned in and I thought...
Did you pay for it? Yeah.
No, I didn't, man. I found a moody stream in it.
I would have done that. I just paid for it.
How much was it?
20 quid.
That's all right. I would have paid, to be honest, but
when I was watching it, I was like, this is worth 20 quid. You know what I mean? I was excited the whole time.
Way worth it. So I turned it on. I mean, it didn't even mean to. Like, I got home and I saw on Twitter people saying it had started and I was like, shit. And then weirdly, I did like hashtag Fury to see if there was any good like sort of commentary or something about a build-up. And I just straight away I found like a Twitter stream. A bloke was filming himself. The bloke was filming he was watching it with a beer and just filming the screen. So I just watched it on this guy's laptop. He kept dropping his phone because he was pissed. It was well funny.
Fucking pick your phone up.
That's what I was like.
Jesus
especially in the
Christ,
later rounds.
Put beer down, like, man.
I ended up sort of just watching it, being like, oh, I'll give it a go. Because I thought I was really cynical and was like, it's going to be an absolute pile of shit. It was
same
a
little bit. I thought three rounds or something. I don't know. But
it was a good
fight.
I'm
in UFC.
Actually...
Like, I've followed Francis' career from like the beginning.
Mm.
But I just thought, you know, Tyson, to go into his sport, you know what I mean?
Mad.
He was so impressive, man. Fucking hell.
Like, I mean, Fury should be embarrassed like that he like underestimated him to that point. Because I thought it was a really even match, but I would have given it to Fury by a couple of rounds, basically, at the end of the fight. If I was watching it as a critical boxing fan, I'm talking super technical. If you're a boxing judge, has to take out all the fucking people cheering when a big punch looks like it lands, whatever. You've got to just score it officially. Landed clean punches and the middle round Fury.
Tyson elbowed him at one point. That should have been a point deduction.
Not on purpose, though.
I don't know, man. It looks like it didn't look, I don't know. He's a skillful guy with his hands, isn't he?
Yeah.
He's not like he's a child in school. He knows what he's doing.
But I just thought, at the end, I was like, right. I said, that guy was well impressive, but if I had to, I would have given it to, I think it would have been a robbery if it had gone the other way. I think it's less of a robbery going to Fury. I could have given it as a draw if he wanted to sort of appease people to go draw, but you know, I lean towards Fury just technically.
I think Francis should have won just because, as well, when you're the champion, you have to beat them. You can't just like, I don't know, there's a bit more pressure on them.
Well, that's what I mean. Also, I don't think, apart from that one knockdown, I don't think he did enough to beat a champion. Do you know what I mean? I think you've got to beat them. And I don't think he did. Like, I think that apart from that one punch and a couple of other moments.
But it takes a bit out of Usyk and him now, doesn't it? A little bit.
Or it makes it, because a lot of people still, up until last night, were properly like saying, oh, Usyk ain't got a chance, man. He's too small to fight Fury. And even though people are, even like, you know, Usyk is a nutter and he's wicked, I think now seeing Fury so sort of vulnerable, I think people have, I'm more excited about the fight with Usyk, and that I think, I've always thought Fury would absolutely walk through Usyk, but now I think, you know, he's a bit on edge and Usyk can do him. So it's fallible. Exciting, man. It's exciting. But anyway, that's enough boxing chat for our listeners.
Sorry, people. It's like me sitting through football chat, man. I'm like, is it? Yeah. Right. Is it? Cool. What the ball? What the goal?
But yeah, so
I liked that Beckham documentary. Did you watch
it? It's all right, isn't it? I
like Beckham, man. He's all right.
Yeah, but I do think, do you ever, I haven't watched all of it actually, but I watched the Beckham documentary the same way I watched the Arnold Schwarzenegger one, where I was like
wanking.
Yeah. dildo up my batty hole the whole time. But with that sort of slight cynical, this is produced by you, innit? So like, this ain't going to cover any shit that makes you look bad. The Arnold Schwarzenegger one just made him look like, you know, like the most amazing man on earth. And then right towards the end, it dropped in that he like cheated on his wife with a cleaner and has a secret kid. And now they're great. Everyone gets on. It's like, hang on a sec. It's a real like last minute, just brush it under the carpet. Whereas with the Beckham one, it doesn't really lean into the history.
Rebecca Lewis.
What, a series of allegations about sexual infidelity.
So, has there been a lot of them? Yeah.
I think there was, I gather, there was always, it's like loads of rumours about him being a shagger, innit? But no, you can't prove anything.
He's such a salt, though, innit? You know what I mean?
He's such a good looking guy.
Like, really fucking
fit. Like, when he had a skinhead, innit? That's when he was like,
oh, come on, Becky.
Come on. Yeah.
I want to hold both my hands on that tight little ball head. Oh, Becky.
But yeah, he was just a good looking. He was also really good at football. I think because he was so famous, people forget he was actually really good. Like,
some of the little things he did were just crazy. Those like goals from miles away.
Yeah. But also, you don't get his like career. You don't get to play for United, Real Madrid, PSG. Like his teams, you know, Milan. Like he's literally played for the best teams in the world. And just was great at all of them. So
it's that obsession that they have, don't they? Like the best in the world, they're just practicing 10 hours a day their whole life.
Yeah,
he's good, man.
I thought I really liked Posh Spice. But just like,
yeah, I thought she come across well. Yeah,
she was just really like quite a laugh and like really cool. And
yeah,
I like her, man. You know, I feel bad that he was off slinging it around
behind it, man. Her back.
She's cool, man. You know, it's all quite, she's quite sort of cheesy, you know, in a way. Like, I found it quite nice.
She's quite a smart woman, isn't she? Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, it's good fun, but you know, I don't trust everything in it. I think it's quite what's the word? Not cynical, but it's a very well cultivated thing about him and them, rather than really getting in the shit. I like an unofficial documentary that gets into the dirty stuff, innit?
Yeah, like Dispatches on Brand.
Yeah, exactly. You want people to go down. You want people getting brought down. I was going to quickly say before we move on, I met one of our patrons in Amsterdam on
Martin
Monday. No, I've met Martin before when I was in Amsterdam. This time I met Melanie.
Melanie.
she basically messaged saying she was coming to the show, and then she said, I've got a present for you. So I popped out and met her and her husband or partner afterwards.
You had a threesome.
the present was... I got spit roasted. I noshed him off while she pegged me from the back.
Happy birthday.
They gave me a bottle of a bag of little booze miniatures for my booze advent calendar.
Oh, that's cool.
But
present.
What I've done though, I've not looked at them to see what they are. I'm actually going to do some of them as the surprise boozes, so that'll be fun.
That's a thoughtful present,
it's
isn't
very
it?
Very nice. Very, it was lovely. They were really nice. It was nice to chat to them. But yes, it was fun, man. I haven't smoked weed in years. But I had a few fucking spliffs when I was in Amsterdam.
Was it nice?
Oh, mate, do you know what? It was well nice. Last few times over the... Like, so I've not smoked it probably in years. And the last couple of times I've probably had it in the last decade, you know, when you'd be sort of just somebody else has got some. It's after a gig, you know, sort of... I thought, nah, man, ain't for me. And like, I don't think I like it anymore. And then just... had a little doobie after a gig on Monday night, and it was just, I don't know if it's just night more chilled stuff than you get over here where it's all a bit fucking mental, isn't it? Like, and yeah, it was.
Was it in a coffee shop?
No, it was bought from a coffee shop, but it was.
You just bunned it outside the gig.
Yeah.
Can you do it on the road there?
Yeah, I think so.
It's crazy, isn't it?
We didn't get arrested, so but it was just really nice, and it wasn't like strong. It was, we got like the most.
Did you get a brass as well? When in Rome,
and I got on the pipe, just a lovely few beers and a lovely little couple of spliffs, and it was just really nice, and it was very I don't know I think it was like, what's the there's different types in it. What's the one that's
sativa.
Not very strong? Sativa's oh. not. Sativa's
indica or something.
Indica's the bad one that mongs you out, right?
I think so. And sativa's more kind of like you can think and plan and create and whatever. Yeah,
whatever it was definitely weren't the one that mongs me out. It was really, it was just really mellow and just had a few beers with it and it just felt really nice.
I used to love like I can't smoke. If I could do one drug,
yeah,
it would be weed. But I can't even do that. Like if I start doing it. I do. It pops in my head every now and then. Like, I'm like, oh, nice. Yeah, I used to like the ritual of rolling it up.
Right.
Putting it in, making a nice wicked spliff and just crackling it down. And all you, like, it's just like, ah. Oh.
Yeah.
But I can't do it, man. It's such a, I'm gutted.
I know. But then I suppose that's the thing. Like, I think it's as with anything, I say, like, as much as I enjoyed smoking it in Amsterdam, it's like, I wouldn't now suddenly be like, right, I might get some in. You know what I mean? It's sort of, I do feel like it's a nice little, I'll park that and next time I'm there, I'll have another.
Yeah, two, I wish I could do that. I'd have like one spliff once a month if I could, like just evening.
But you're just like, you'll have one tote. I'd be like, right, I'm ordering a kilo.
Right, it was the dick sucked for a spliff. Stop begging man's in the street. I remember when I did it before, I was like, yeah, I could do it like once a week. And for a while I was doing like once a week, then it'd be like three times a week. Next thing, a few months later, I'm like in the morning walking my dogs.
No, just... that's it, isn't it?
It's bad.
Because I think as well, the people I know that smoke it all the time, they associate the effects with like being able to function better. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's like all them people that say, yeah, I just have one before bed every night just to help me sleep. You know, like, yeah, that's not a good thing. You've not described a good thing there.
Just a little bedtime. That's what we used to call it, a bedtime. A little spliff in the bed.
That's what you're saying is, I cannot sleep if I don't smoke weed.
And if you notice, people who've smoked it for like 25 years, like they think it chills them out, but they'll lose their shit over something little. Like chilled people.
No.
They've got like sweaty, they're like veins coming out of their head.
They're super chilled until one thing goes wrong. Earthers. Literally.
Yeah.
Like their fucking delivery driver just shows up late.
Yeah, until they can't find their weed and they're just smashing the room up.
Yeah, no, I just have one before bed.
Yeah, no, it's good. It's just, but Dave Courtney died as well.
He did, yeah, yeah. Wasn't he? He killed himself, didn't he? Shot himself in the
yeah.
head.
Yeah,
that's it's not a bad way to, like, if you're going to go out.
It's his video just before it. He did it, explaining why he's doing it, was quite like compelling, man. It was like,
I watched
wow,
a bit of
man.
It. He's,
he's for know, real, this guy. You know what I mean?
It's quite.
I thought
quite
it was just a bit of a show. Message.
Well, I gather all it was obviously a bit of a show. He created this sort of, you know, it was a facade built. You know, it was almost a character based. He was real. He was like obviously involved in crime heavily, but yeah. Obviously the reason he became quite a well known face was because he also could sell it, couldn't he? He could sell the idea of it, and he was a bit of a funny guy. But
I know a lot of his family and stuff. Weirdly, I saw him about a month ago. I was picking Ren up from school, and he was in traffic. And my window was down. I looked to my right. Dave Courtney's in the car next to me with his window undone. And I went to him, "Hello, mate." I don't know why I said it. I just went, "Hello, mate," like that. And he went, "All right." And he had like a big grin on his face, like.
But the video, like, was genuinely one of the most sort of upbeat suicide messages I've ever heard. Yeah. Like, it was weirdly sort of quite heartening that somebody has just made this decision to, like, no, I'm all right. You know, I just don't want to end up in a place where I don't want to be. And
it made me really warm to him. I know that happens when people die, doesn't it? But last message made me think, fucking hell, like, I really warmed to him. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because he was like, you know, every day has just been he's such a positive guy, you know what I mean?
Yeah. But so it's I mean, it's weird to say to people it's worth watching somebody do their suicide note, but it's not what you'd expect, I think, when you think of suicide notes.
I guess it's one of the best ways. I mean, death's horrible, isn't it? Like, however to go, but as it goes, that ain't the worst way to go if that was your relative and he was like taking a decision,
like,
to be happy.
If they know that your quality of life is going to be so bad in a matter of months, whatever, 6 months, a year, you know, there is something to be said for getting ahead of the news, you know what I mean? That sort of, you know, I suppose it's like when you talk about assisted suicide and that in like Switzerland and things, like I totally agree with people having the right to make that decision. It's your life, isn't it?
As long as it's thought through, and maybe they could have therapy first or something, like.
And also, if it is that, I do think, you know, there is a dangerous grey area where people are doing it because of their mental health rather than their physical health. But if you get motor neuron disease, you are 100% going to have a horrific, like, quality of life in the space of a year or 18 months. So, you know what I mean? You can see the future when you've got something like that, a disease like that. So I think it's a safe bet to be like, right, I think I might do this now. But if you're like just going through quite a serious period of depression, like that feels like it's never going to end, and you're like, I want to do this. There is an option, or is a possibility that you will get out the other side, isn't it? So I think it's a hard one to sort of, you know, it's not, yeah. But fucking, that's a bit too dark and deep, isn't it, to get into.
Yeah, makes me want to kill myself.
Makes me want to blaze up as a live blood. Get all deep. Nah, man, the thing is, though, yeah.
Universe, right? Look at it, yeah. It's the stars and shit, man. Look at that. That's the moon.
What did I watch? I watched a Netflix documentary called Ancient Apocalypse. With that, have you ever heard that bloke Graham Hancock? He's a bit controversial.
Yeah. I like him. He's a big ayahuasca guy, isn't he?
Oh, we might have talked about it. I think we might have mentioned it briefly last time.
He's big on it.
He basically, he's got a Netflix show. It's 8 episodes, all nice, short, like 25.
He used to smoke weed, and I think that ayahuasca told him to stop.
Oh, really?
I think that was him, yeah.
It was him or his mum told him to stop.
Or the feds.
His dealer went, come on, man, I'm running out of this shit. But yeah, it's good fun. It is that thing of, like, you know, it's all about the ancient civilizations, all these weird old, what's that one in Turkey? Göbekli Tepe, whatever it's called. All them crazy little, like, places. And, you know, it's really fun and compelling, but, like, also at the same time, it is a lot of, I think that actually this means this, and this was linked to this, and, like, there's not, you know, I think the the backlash he gets is a bit over the top from archaeologists who are like, no, there was no sort of, there was no, nothing before the agricultural revolution. But also, I think he's also making a lot of connections that are slightly pulled out of, you know, his ideas rather than definite proof. So, like, it's, I'm sure there's some sort of middle ground between them. But I do think, like, you know, he does get a bit of shit for, like, just hypothesizing about what happened 15,000 years ago or 20,000 years ago rather than just 7,000 years ago, whatever. You know what I mean?
I'd like to watch it, yeah.
You should watch it. It's really good. It's really well made.
I can only watch things that are fucking dark, though, like... like serial killer shit or stuff like that.
What? What do you mean? Just give it. What? It's, but it's. Why can't you
or
watch it?
Or fighting? I don't know. Yeah, I will watch it. Yeah. I keep wanting to watch like Frozen Planet or, you know, like some Attenborough stuff. It's like that would be wholesome, man.
Yeah.
Like, what's, it's fascinating,
what's stopping you? Why can't you just put it on and turn your phone off and watch it?
I don't know, man. Because Pornhub's still available. Just jerk one out. Yeah, and if that get up another espresso.
Oh, God.
Neck of five espressos and beat one off. Wonder why I feel a bit icky.
Yeah,
my soul is empty.
Oh man. I am. No, you should watch it. It's what else have I been watching? I've just downloaded to watch there's a new Gotti documentary. You know, what's its name?
Oh, yeah. I was going to, yeah, that looks quite good.
Yeah, I've just downloaded the first episode. So that'll be good. You'll be into that, mate. Mafia, killing people. That's got so much right up your street.
Yeah, I'll watch that. Maybe.
Maybe.
I just love maths, Married at First Sight.
See, I can't watch
that's
that
quite,
shit.
You know, that's a but, bit different, I suppose. Just, I like the dramas and stuff. It's just so much fun to me.
Yeah. Yeah, I remember during COVID, like during lockdowns, I got into like really shit, like pop TV, you know, like that sort of, you know, Saturday night entertainment type TV. Stuff that you can just watch and just switch off. But like, I thought I'd unlocked a new thing that I'm into. No, it's gone away now. I can't watch any of that shit anymore. I can hack a bit of Strictly. Do you know what I mean? If that's on, turn on a bit of Strictly in the background, and I'm like, oh yeah, this is fun, isn't it? Everyone's having a bit of a dance. And a
I'm thinking sing. Of buying a telly. Actually, I've not got a telly.
I mean, it is better than watching stuff on. I hate watching things on my phone and laptop.
I could get a telly. Like, yeah, it would be good.
It's a real generational thing, though. Loads of people nowadays don't have TVs. They watch everything on their laptop. And
yeah.
I just don't think it's good. I think it's much... I much prefer just whacking something on the telly. But obviously, when I'm travelling, it's all right. I don't mind putting... I like... but what I like nowadays is hotel rooms have got those things where you can cast it onto the TV from your phone. Like, I'll always pop it up onto the big telly.
I've never made that work. Like, I've never been able to work it, yeah.
So yeah, there was a period where it was impossible, man. But I think now it's got easier. They sort of most of them are using like either Chromecast or some other fucking weird Android one. But if it's Chromecast, you can just—it's easy, man. Boom, straight from your iPhone
on the hotel telly.
Yeah, mate, just filth 24 hours a day on your TV. Just
constantly playing,
just loud. Every room can just hear it.
Door open.
Cleaner comes in. Don't mind me. Yeah, go on. Yeah, it's all right. You can change the towels. Some dirty wanker. That's
more coffee, please. Just carry on watching.
I'm just watching most of my shows. You know, when old people say that, I'm just watching one of my shows. So you're like, yeah, this is my favourite one. This is just watch it really intently. Dirty in it. We've got a sort of slight announcement to make, innit, for our listeners. Sort of quite
Cole's gay.
That wouldn't be a shock. So I'm going to Australia for a bit, and it was quite short notice actually. It's sort of been in the woodwork for a little while, but we've like, sort of getting everything tied up. Basically, my visa only came through on what is it, Wednesday this week. Just gone. But so basically we're going to Australia for 6 months. So we're going to be moving the pod to remote. As you can probably tell from this recording, finally we've got everything sorted. Like your Wi-Fi is now up and running properly.
Is yours going to be good in Oz?
Yeah. I mean, it's good. And also, I've got a, what's it called? What's the wire? The Ethernet cable to run it straight from the router. I'm not even going to risk Wi-Fi. I think I'm going to go straight in. Just so that
where are you going to be staying?
So Melbourne for 6 months. Basically, we normally obviously go for
Hannah's,
3 months.
Hannah's parents.
With my in-laws. But yeah, it was sort of a weird, like, you know, it was a slightly, so it was on our, it was on the back of minds for a while because, like, Hannah's dad is 80 next month. And, you know, I think after going through what we went through with my dad last summer, I think she's quite keen to spend a bit of time with him as he's moving into his, you know, twilight years. And so, yeah, we just sort of decided to just up sticks and go down there. It's financially ruinous. Like, I had to cancel pretty much every gig that I had in my diary forever. Once we decided, like, that's a mad thing where you look at your diary and like, right, I've got to take everything out. But basically, the plan originally was like there was talk of us going over for like a month or something and then coming back and then going back. And then obviously, I don't know, like the flights are so expensive at the minute, it'd be more financially ruinous to go back and forth twice, you know, once for this period and then come back and then go back out for festival season. So we're just going
to. Why don't you just come back weekly to do the pod?
Yeah, okay, cool.
Right, that's the end of this week's public episode. We hope you enjoyed it. What happens now, Julian?
They can, if they want to hear the rest of the episode, they can go over to patreon.com/wearetvi.
There you go. Once you've signed up there, you can hear the rest of the episode. You can hear all the old Patreon episodes, exclusives, whatever.
It's 45p a week.
Is it? Is it? Mm. That's cool. Mm. I didn't know that.
Easy life.
There we go. It's even cheaper than I thought. So do that. And but if not, don't worry. You can listen to next week's public episode when it's released. Thanks.
Thank you.
You're actually changing the podcast. I think you're right. 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 I